Welcome to the Men on Purpose podcast, featuring dynamic conversations with emerging and established visionary men on purpose. Thanks for joining us today as we celebrate the men on purpose who are committed, creative, courageous change makers all around the world. Now, here's the host of Men on Purpose, Emerald Greenforest.
And welcome to another episode of the Men on Purpose podcast, where we celebrate men on purpose and provide our listeners with wisdom and immediately actionable steps to be more purposeful, powerful, and profitable in their impact and their leadership. This is Emerald Greenforest. I'm here with a very special guest, Sean Douglas. Sean is a U.S. Air Force veteran, TEDx speaker, master resilience implementer, suicide awareness trainer, business positioning strategist, international radio show host of Life Transformation Radio, and author. He's a suicide survivor who hit rock bottom. He believes that you were created for a purpose. And once you unlock your true potential, you will elevate your life, which is why he founded the Success Corps. Sean works with entrepreneurs, speakers, and business owners to improve their positioning in the market, which increases profitability while decreasing the anxiety and stress they feel in life. And I had the pleasure more than once of spending actual time in the presence of Mr. Douglas, who is an amazing, astounding human being. And I'm just super delighted that we have you here today on the show. It took us a long time to get you here, Sean.
No, you know what? It was worth the wait. I feel the same way about you. You are absolutely an incredible human being. And, you know, we got to spend some time at different events. And every time I see you, you got a big smile on your face. You're ready to live fully in the moment, in the present moment. And, you know, I've actually learned a lot about you just from watching how you carry yourself and how you interact with people.
Oh, thank you so much, Sean. I received that. I had a little bit of a morning this morning. I was posting in some podcast group and somebody was asking for help around Instagram. And so I posted my Instagram stuff. And then somebody commented and said, boy, those moments of brilliance don't seem very brilliant. And I was like, boy, that's not a nice way to start my Monday with a mean guy. So anyway, I appreciate receiving that compliment from you, Sean. And, you know, let's talk about that. Let's talk about you being called and, you know, called back to life in your case. Let's talk about you being called back to life.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of the attitude that you have to have, even when people are mean, in order to be engaged fully with life and surviving and thriving.
Thriving, yes. Surviving was what I used to do before I went through. You know, I was barely hanging on, was just going through the motions, didn't have a lot of life to live, right? Because we always go through these moments, these dark moments where it's like, well, I have to wake up and I have responsibilities. But I never had this one true purpose, this one true calling. I felt like I should have one. I felt like I wanted to have one, but I didn't know what it was. And so, you know, I go through this adversity, you know, of the drinking and the suicides and all this other stuff. And through that, when I hit rock bottom, was where I built the foundation. That is the foundation at which I was building myself. But luckily, I had people that were around me. They cared about me. They helped me as much as they could. It's so crazy that people talk about, especially when you're like religious or whatever, they talk about finding the light in the dark, right? It's finding your purpose in the dark. Some of your darkest moments could be some of your best moments. And one of those best moments was getting the help and therapy that I really needed. I've gone through childhood trauma. I've gone through different things in my life, and I just buried them because men are not supposed to cry. Men are not supposed to show any weakness, any vulnerability at all. We are the man, you know? And that's how I was raised. Men don't cry. They don't show weakness. They're the strong ones. They're the breadwinners. They do it all. They bear it all. But I'm not built that way. You know, I'm just not. So I need a shoulder to cry on sometimes. I need to vent and not hold things in and hold grudges in because it eats away at you. So that's what happened. It ate away at me. I got the help I needed And then I found a passion and purpose for speaking inside of being a drill instructor for the military. I didn't know that that was going to happen, but they said, hey, you know, if you want to be a drill instructor, let's do it. Let's make it happen. I'm like, that'd be an awesome job. Let's do it. And then I fell in love with, like, every day I was out of bed 4 a.m. I'm like, let's do this. I'm so ready to do this. I wouldn't come home until 8, 9 o'clock at night because I'm so engaged with what I'm doing, you know? And I couldn't get enough of it. I loved it so much. I literally could not get enough of this. And that's what propelled me forward from 09 to 13. I was a drill instructor, you know, and that's what gave me my love for speaking. And that's what fuels me today, is my love for speaking, training, coaching, mentoring, and being of service to other people.
Beautiful. So there's a couple pieces in there that I want to just kind of anchor into. One is that you said the men are culturally conditioned to be suppressing, repressing, and depressing their emotions. I'm paraphrasing you here. And then you said that you weren't built that way. And so I think I just want to shine a little light on that, Sean. I don't think anyone is built that way. I don't think any human is built to repress, suppress, and depress their emotional intelligence. So thank you for coming out of that. And the other interesting thing about this is that you ended up, after you kind of came out of rock bottom, you ended up being a drill instructor, which is actually kind of part of that cultural conditioning.
To, like, right.
So there's like this weird paradox going right. on, and I'd love to have you speak to that.
Yeah, it was weird because in the military, we always remember our drill instructors. You know, you're getting yelled at, you're getting screamed at, you're like, oh my God, my life sucks, you know? But it's the building up that you don't really see until you've graduated from boot camp. And you look back and you're like, I'm like way different. I am completely like a 180 from what I used to be. You know, a lot of 18, 19 year olds come in, you know, and sometimes they're just a hot mess. Sometimes they're like squared away. They've got parents that are in the military, so they've lived that life, so they kind of know. But I was in it as a trainee and as an instructor. And what I loved most was, yes, I had that position of power. Yes, I could scream and yell. And yes, I had to be tough. But it was in the moments where my males get a Dear John letter, or their family member passes away, or there were moments that, you know, they'd get hurt in training, and I had to take off my instructor hat and had to put on my Sean hat. There's things that we go through. And it was in these moments that I shined the brightest, because they saw the humanality that I have. And I could see that it was very unexpected for them. That was what I loved the most. I mean, it's fun to be like, get on your face. And like, that's great. You know, and you're breaking them down and building them up the way that the military wants them. However, it's in those moments where it's like, hey, Steve, no, I get it, man. I get what you're going through because I was there. You know, I lost this person, or I did this, or, you know, I've had a girlfriend, or, you know, whoever break up with me. And it's like you're the big brother, like screaming at them, but then you're also like almost like a parent or a big brother, and the roles get reversed. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is a paradox. It really is. Now that you put it that way, definitely.
Well, there's something about you, Sean, that, you know, I think one of the words that would describe you, I use a lot of C words in my interviews, and this one is, it's the first time this one's come up. One thing I know about you is that you are incredibly compassionate. So I'd love to have you talk about the courage that you have had to exercise in your own life to be able to stand in a place of compassion. Like, what do you do to find that courage? Where do you go for kind of sustenance and connection with your own source of compassion?
It's being in tune to you and being self-aware about you, your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. That's the simplest way I could put it. Yeah, right. I'm extremely compassionate, and my wife and I make fun of each other because I'm like the woman of the relationship and she's the man of the relationship. You know, she's like super tough and she tries to like hold her feelings, you know, and I'm all like sad and sappy sometimes. I'm like, ooh, baby, let's watch this sad movie, or like, you know what I mean? and she's all like trying to be tough, or things don't affect her the way that it affects me, right? So we always go that way, comes to feelings and compassion. Where I find the courage and where I derive my energy from is inside of my thoughts and feelings, beliefs about myself. The reason why I cared so much about everybody else only was because I never loved myself. And me helping other people was what gave me value. Helping somebody else is what drove me. That still does, but now I love myself in a good way and respect myself a lot more because I'm not going out partying and drinking and doing all the crazy stuff that, you know, like would hurt people. I'm not being mean and I'm not breaking relationships and I'm, you know what I mean? Because I was bad like that before. You know, there's a lot of people I've hurt. A lot of people I've hurt with my drinking and the attitudes. And so to answer your question, really, it's in the thoughts, feelings, and beliefs that I have about myself. Because I care more about what I think about me than what somebody else thinks about me. And when you get to that place, it is such freedom that I can't even physically describe to you.
Yeah, beautiful. Nice, nice, nice work, Sean. So quick question. Like when you were at rock bottom, was there any kind of, I don't know, spiritual awakening or divine intervention or, you know, was there something that happened that made you choose? Like really, this is the choose question. What was it that made you choose to stop, you know, self-destruction and start self-construction?
Yeah, it was mostly the people around me. Like they showed me that they cared. Because if everybody's like, well, whatever, man, do what you got to do. You know, I'm like, well, that just gives you more of a reason to do it. You know, that gives you more of a reason to take your own life. But there were people that were like, no, don't do that. Like, come on, man, you're better than this. And, you know, there wasn't like a spiritual awakening or anything like that until, so I went through my whole thing in December of 2008 and a couple months into 2009. My spiritual awakening didn't even happen until 2014. 2014 was my spiritual awakening. So really in 2008 and 2009, it was basically the people around me that were helping me, picking me up, you know, my support system that was there with the military and everything. People that I thought was like, oh, they just hate me, you know, like, you know, whatever, came and was like, you know, it's just like we razz people and it's the military, you know, whatever. And you know, and I was just never one of those guys to partake in that. I just wasn't, you know, I was like, ooh, let's make fun of this guy and haze this guy and do like, that wasn't me. You know what I mean? I treated everybody exactly the same. I was either nice or I was mean or I was, you know, whatever. And so the divine intervention did happen, I believe, looking back on it, because I wrote in my book that as I've got the bottle of Jack Daniels in one hand and a loaded 9mm in the other, and I'm readying myself to make this happen, my phone rang and it was my dad, who I don't talk to. Like, I don't think I've talked to my dad this year so far. Like, we just don't talk. But he had called me just to talk. I'm like, that's super weird. Like, out of the blue, right? And so we had a conversation, let him know what was happening. And he's like, man, okay, listen, we're going to do this. And he was in the military. So he knows kind of where my mind was going with the PTSD stuff and like the anxieties and the stress and the depressions and the ups and downs of emotions and things that happen to you. He knew what was happening. He could see the signs because he's been there. So if he wouldn't have called, I don't think that I would be here.
Yeah, that's what we call divine intervention, Sean, right there. Out of the blue. All right, we got to take a short break. I want to thank all of our listeners who are downloading, rating, and reviewing. We've already had thousands of downloads from all over the world. I just checked this morning. We are now being downloaded in 75 countries. Welcome today to the Czech Republic. I want to shout out to our listeners there. You are our latest country that has joined the list of countries from around the world that are listening to the Men on Purpose podcast. We're going to be right back in just a moment with Sean Douglas.
The Men on Purpose podcast is brought to you by the Creative Age Consulting Group. Men, are you ready to take the leap and go deep to discover the most meaningful mark you can make with your life? Is now the time to consciously craft the legacy life you want to lead? Are you already a legendary leader looking for your big what's next? Creative Age Consulting Group is hired to help men just like you to gain clarity, create consciously, and commit courageously. Please visit timetomakeyourmark.com to apply for an invitation-only consultation. Be sure to apply for a consultation today if you have been inspired to receive support in serving your purpose and making your most meaningful mark. Once again, that's timetomakeyourmark.com or click on the link in the show notes for access to the application.
And we are back with Sean Douglas, and I want to let everyone know how they can find out more about you, Sean, and what you're doing to help people, you know, around suicide awareness, around business positioning, around resilience, around all of those things. You do have a radio show called Life Transformation Radio. Thank you so much for having me as a guest on that show. I appreciate that. So folks can listen in to Sean at Life Transformation Radio, but where can they find out more about hiring you either as a speaker or as a mentor coach?
Yeah, so you can do that by going to www.thesuccesscorps, which is C-O-R-P-S, thesuccesscorps.com. That's my website. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, and I just started my Instagram. I've always not like, I didn't want to start another social media because I have a rare medical disease called ADOS, which is called attention deficit O squirrel. And so I will go down the rabbit hole on these social medias and be scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. And if I could figure out a way to shut my news feed off, I would, because it's such a distraction.
I have a hint for you. I have something for you, Sean. I'm so excited I get to contribute to you. I just learned from a colleague of mine to take the phone and put it on grayscale. And if you put the phone on grayscale, it just doesn't have the same attraction at all.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I'll have to look at that, definitely.
Yeah.
I'll have to look at that.
Check that out.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. That's where I hang out the most. And then, you know, just started the Instagram. Instagram is The Success Core.
Great.
And that's it. So if you want to hire me as a speaker, as a mentor, as a coach, as a whoever, then, you know, you can contact me one of those ways. All the information is on my website, and that's it.
Yeah. I really love the Success Corps. What a great name for an organization. And my seeing for you, Sean, is that you're actually going to end up with a core. you're the core, but you're going to end up with a core.
Right. Yeah. I love it.
So beautiful.
I love it.
Yeah. A whole big team of people helping people. That's what I see for you.
That's what I love the most is that we could actually do that. Everybody has the power to help and serve, and you know, everyone wants to serve their way to the top, but there's always like some kind of self ego. You know, they talk about serving to the top, but every other post on their Facebook or wherever is a sell. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm serving my way to the top by selling. Like, if you're going to serve your way to the top, then it's selflessly giving without expecting anything in return, you know? And there needs to be a lot more servant leadership. There needs to be a lot more serving from the heart. Heart-centered leadership is really where we need to go.
Well, I don't disagree with that at all, Sean. And I do want to just, you know, be the devil's advocate, because people do also need cash flow. So maybe...
Yeah, no, 100%.
You know, maybe one of the things that you could talk about for those of us, those of the listeners out there who are, you know, interested in maybe starting their own business or becoming a speaker, becoming a TED Talk speaker or something like that. I think there can be confusion around giving, and then no cash flow is coming back also. So like, where is that happy medium? Can you talk about how you found that in your own business?
Yeah.
Please. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I've learned to sell without selling. And I have clients that come in, people that want to start podcasts, they want to start their business, either as an entrepreneur or a speaker, or I work directly with speakers to get them booked on stages. And it comes from literally giving out everything for free. Literally, if you look at my Facebook, if you look at my LinkedIn, like all the social medias on the websites and everything, it's all there for free. I don't sell anything. And what happens is I give information inside of a Facebook group. Let's say Emerald's in the group and she's like, man, I cannot figure out how to get booked. I've gotten these one or two stages, not quite sure how to find the stages. I'm like, oh, well, here's my process. Boom. And I lay down the process. And they're like, holy crap, thank you so much. All of a sudden, other people are like, whoa, very cool. How do I get to know more? Because you've already given them that appetizer, right? And I don't save things. Like, I know people who hold back. I'm like, I don't hold back. I've given them everything, right? And they say, wow, that's amazing. How can I learn more? I'm like, well, let's have a conversation. So then we jump on the phone. We have a 30-minute conversation. I'm like, this is how I can help you. You position yourself in the market to be received the way you want to be received. Most people come up with a product or a service, and they come up with a logo. And so what happens is, and the marketplace doesn't get them. There's a disconnect in the marketplace. So you have to position yourself the way that you want to be received and then condition the marketplace to receive you. Mm-hmm. And because you've done that, you're now more in tune with what the marketplace wants. Mm-hmm. Because you're conditioned, like, I want to deliver this. Mm-hmm. And I know this helps this avatar, this demographic, this person, and I'm conditioning you to receive my unique problem for the solution that I will provide. So that's how I do it. And then once I'm in a group and I'm like, oh, well, I'm this guy, I'm this, here's this information, they receive it and they're like, I want to know more. And then they get on the phone, 30-minute conversation, I sell them nothing. You know, at the end of the 30 minutes, I say, so where do you want to go from here? Do you want to continue having conversations? Do you want to work together? Like, what do you think? 9 times out of 10, they're like, well, what's your prices? I'm like, well, here's my prices. And I don't say, but, you know, I'm having a special. And, you know, for the limited time, I don't do any of that. I do no specials. I do no, like, time's running out. Like, I don't do any of those sales pitches. Yeah. I just tell them, look, it's X amount of dollars to work with me every single month. This is what you'll get.
Nice.
And I don't make it like all weird and salesy. And that's what I mean by, like, you don't serve it a top by selling. You know what I mean? Like, I know the people, you scroll through Facebook, like, sell, yep, there's a sell, there's a sell, there's a sell, there's a, like, where's the value? There's no, I don't see any results. I don't see any value. Where's the value? Tony Robbins, even the billions of dollars that guy has made, still gives free value out to everybody, which attracts people. So that's the approach I take. I sell without selling.
Nice. Beautiful. Well, I'm really glad that you made it clear for everyone how that can happen. And so, again, massive contribution. Thank you so much, Sean.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So
I would much rather be a person of value than a person of success. Mm-hmm. Because I believe that success and money is a byproduct of the value that you deliver. If you're not delivering any value, why should anybody pay you? If you're not delivering any value, why should you be successful? Right? So I believe that value is who you are and what you do and how you deliver. Success and money is the byproduct of that value that you're giving. If you have a lot of value to give, you should get a lot of money. If it's very little value, or I could Google something and get the answer because it's free and it's not worth too much, then you shouldn't get paid and there's probably not a lot of success behind it.
Well, you know, the one thing that I want to make sure that everybody gets too about this is we really live in a time now where the information is everywhere. Like
100%.
If you need to know how to do something, the how to do something is available to everyone 24/7. And if there's something that you don't know how to do, raise your hand and ask Sean and he'll tell you how to do it if it's something that he does. And what I'm hearing here is that people come to work with you not for the information. They come to work with you for the support, the guidance, and the mentorship that you can 100%. Give them to implement the information. Because we 100%. Live, yeah, we're so drowned in information and nobody's implementing. So can you talk a little bit about coaching? Like, where do you go for support or guidance or mentorship to grow and expand your own business? Or if you want to talk about maybe one of the success stories of one of your clients who you've coached, either way or both.
Yeah, I'll just touch on both of them just real fast. I derive my support, my mentorship, you know, from friends, family, you know, just the normal stuff, right? But I've also built my board of directors. So I have a board of directors for my life that has 5 areas. It has your financial or your wealth, health, my spiritual board, my relationship board. It's my life, my goals, my, you know, whatever. So my spiritual board is the pastors and the religious people in my life, the personal relationships like my mom, my wife, my kids, you know, even you, like as it would be a personal relationship because you and I are friends, right? And then you have the business side of those relationships and whoever that is, right? And then you have your life goals and your really like your life. You know, my health is basically eating right and knowing, you know, the nutrition stuff. I have two people on each of those that is my go-to person for relationships. Like with my wife, it's my wife. I don't go to my mom. I don't go to my friends and complain about my wife. I go to my wife to complain about my wife. like she comes to me to complain about me, you know, and we work it out. You know, my speaker coach, you know, inside of my business, my speaker coach, John Vroman, is absolutely phenomenal. He is an excellent friend. Moreover, he is guiding me and mentoring me along the way. And I've got people in each of these areas, and that is who I go to. I have this one person or these two people that I reach out to and say, I'm having a very specific problem. Here's what I need, right? Doing that stops you from asking 5 to 10 different people the same question and getting 5 to 10 different results. Right? So the people that I pick are people that are doing what I want to do at the level I want to do it at, making the money that I want to make. End of story. And I'm only going to go to those two people. I don't care what Jimmy Dean says down the street, you know, and talking to Steve, you know, and like, I don't care what they say because they're like, I'm not going to you. I don't care if you've made billions of dollars. I have my people who I've chosen who are making the money that I want to make. Right. And that's it.
And when you reach that point, you'll make new choices. Yeah, you'll make new choices. Yeah,
we'll get new people. One of the people that I'm currently mentoring is a 23-year-old kid who went from living in his car to paying for his disabled mom and his brother and sister. So he's the sole provider, mom disabled. They get, you know, just a disability check or whatever. But he's the sole breadwinner, and we built him a speaker business. Beautiful. And within 3 months, he's getting booked and paid to speak, and he's able to provide for his family based on his story, based on his stage presence, and we've worked a lot with him. And it's so awesome to see what he started with and where he's at currently. You know, he's like, man, I got another one. Man, I got another one. And you see the excitement on his face. I'm like, cool, make sure you do this and make sure you do this. He's like, yeah, I'm going to do that. Yeah. Yeah, I got that, you know? And it's just, it's super cool that I can help him build something from nothing and make it profitable in a short amount of time. But I have systems and strategies that allow me to do that.
Yeah, beautiful.
You know, and that's what you pay for. When you pay for a mentor, it's the things that, like, I've taken a lot, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of online courses. Mm-hmm. Not one time in any of those online courses did it ever say you should position your speaker business for an LLC or with an S-Corp, or when you file your taxes, make sure you do this, or make sure that you hand carry a W-9 form to the event planner. Give her that form. Like, you find this stuff in experience. You're paying for people's experiences. I'm going to hire Emerald because of her experience in this one particular area. Even though I can read everything about it, I want to know her experience.
Yeah.
And that's how the good, solid coaches and mentors are teaching, is we're teaching by experience. Like, don't do that because this is bad. We're not just teaching a run-of-the-mill, done-for-you, one-size-fits-all program.
Exactly. Beautiful. Well, we are already at the end of the show, and I totally recommend anybody who's definitely, if you're interested in getting a TEDx talk under your belt, or if you are looking to build your paid speaking business, Sean's the man for that. And for those of you who are out there that maybe event planners or corporations that are looking for an amazing speaker around resilience and success, Sean's the man. So thank you so much for being with us today, Sean. It's been my pleasure to have you. And listeners, we love feedback. Please let us know what you thought of today's show or send in questions or guest suggestions to listeners at Men on Purpose Podcast. We might even give you a shout out on the show. Thanks for tuning in. Keep your ears open. And remember, you are magnificent men.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening. Be sure to review and rate Men on Purpose on Apple Podcasts and share with other men who can benefit from today's episode. Men on Purpose is the premier podcast series for informing, activating, and inspiring the leader who has made his money and knows now is the time to make his mark. We welcome your feedback and guest suggestions and invite you to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of each new episode at menonpurposepodcast.com.